Peter Moot was looking forward to being the first member of his family to graduate from university and walk across the Kampala University platform on Thursday to receive his diploma or a degree in public health. Moot's celebration plans were dashed when South Sudanese students studying at the Juba-based Kampala University campus were informed they would not graduate this week, along with other students from Kampala University. Moot says he's frustrated after studying at the university's Juba campus for 4 years.
So surprisingly, when we came, we were told that you will not be able to graduate because we don't know you. It was very devastating. We were teared down psychologically. But today, this year, 2022, we have been surprised that this is not happening. So all the students, we are about 350 students that are ready to graduate. Interestingly, we have cleared in Juba. This is where we are. We had to move to the embassy, report to the embassy, and the case is not yet handled, because we realize that there's no hope for graduation since the time for graduation is 3 days. So it's really saddening. Even our parents, our families are really finding it very hard.
It's unclear why Kampala University officials revised its decision on closing its South Sudan branch, putting hundreds of students' future in jeopardy. VOA reported that management at Kampala University has asserted that the university's Juba branch is not recognized. Students believed the branch was established with the full knowledge and recognition of the university's vice-chancellor, Professor Badiru Dungu Katerega. Gwotgwot, a Juba-based University of Kampala student who came from Awil in northern Bahar el Ghazal state to attend the university in Juba, is challenging the university's decision. Gwot traveled to Kampala this week to demand that the vice-chancellor be honest about his previous statements or face the consequences.
Katerega, the vice-chancellor of Kampala University, was the one that wrote to the Minister of Higher Education, to the embassies, and to everyone, telling them that it was him who allowed Kampala University to be operating in South Sudan. And that's the reason everyone enrolled, and he has been graduating students all along up to last year, March. The last batch was graduated.
What says news that students from the university's Juba campus would not graduate shocked many students. He says the students were left with no choice but to seek justice in Kampala. South Sudanese student Akwot Sarah, who traveled to Kampala last week to begin the clearance procedure, says Kampala University's decision to kick out South Sudanese students has traumatized many of her peers.
We are all traumatized. We are all stressed out, and we cannot imagine the time we have invested, the money our parents have invested after a struggle, and the efforts we have invested to knowing that we are going to have certificates or our transcripts at the end of this. So we are calling upon our government in South Sudan to stand with us.
Agwot says South Sudanese students are being told they may be required to pay an additional fee to graduate.
So we've been hearing from our principal, Mr. Faizo, through his phone communications and face-to-face communication, and he's been telling us that the VC of Kampala University has said he cannot graduate you, and if he is to graduate you, he's asking for about 4 million Uganda shilling from each person for you to be graduated. But right now, they are putting us at a risk as the students.
A quote says many students like herself have faced challenges making ends for accommodations, food and transportation, and don't have additional money to spend on an extra fee. 2 days before graduation day, the South Sudanese students' names do not appear in university graduation book list, triggering dissatisfaction and resentment among the 300 students in Juba. Akwot says students have set up camp at the university in Kampala, demanding to know why their names are not listed.
If Kampala University Juba failed to pay him the tuition fees that we paid, it is an administrative issue. We should not be punished for that. Now, we remain with only 2 days for clearance and graduation, which is going to be conducted on Thursday. We are not seeing any way forward here, and he's still not giving us any clear information or green light whether to continue with the clearance or not. So we decided to take this matter to the court, because we know we are legitimate students of Kampala University.
South Sudanese Kampala University was founded in 2015 and has been graduating students since that time. This year, however, students who expected degrees in accounting, logistics, procurement, business, administration, public health, and political science have no idea that their future holds. Mut says the students will remain at the University of Kampala campus until they graduate, just like every other East African student, and may sue the university after being denied the right to graduate.
We are in the year of starting our fight, even if it means we involve the legal process. We will do it, because this is not for us. It is for thousands of students who are continuing now registering, and some of them are about to end the courses. If we don't get a solution now, so what is going to happen to the generation after?
The students have requested that the South Sudanese Embassy in Kampala and the South Sudanese National Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology move to either register the Kampala University branch in Juba or ensure that South Sudanese students are not abused. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.